Hashem's name, Elokim, you're supposed to, the kavana you're meant to have is that Hashem is Baal Kol HaKochot Kulam. I don't know if you have a sidur, if you've ever seen those sidurim. That's the sidurim. They say what kavana you're supposed to have is the name of Hashem. So the kavana is that Hashem is Baal Kol HaKochot Kulam. Hashem is on top of all the kochot. What he explains over here is actually relevant to the parsha, and he explains an extraordinary thing in chapter 9 here. And he tries to come to explain what is the process through which Avodah Zarah started in the world. Now, there is a Rambam who explains this. Now, the reason why I say this is relevant to the parsha is because the Rambam explains how in Parshas Bereishis and Noach, how could the world have gone from a God who created man to all of a sudden Avodah Zarah in what seems to be a very short time? And then it circles back to Avram Avinu, who found it, realized that there's a God, there's a Hashem. So how does that, what happened? So what the Rambam describes, is exactly what Chaim Volozhiner describes here, is that at no time in the early history was there anybody who denied the existence of Hashem in the sense that did God really create the world. That's not what happened. But what happened was is that they were so taken by the greatness of God and the greatness of the world that they felt it was almost disrespectful to worship God directly. So what happens is that God put into place a system that there are certain parts of the world controlled by smaller, kochot powers. So there's a power which controls rain, there's a power which controls heat, there's a power which controls wind. Okay, so Hashem created the world with different, department, and there's a power in charge of each department. So what the people decided was actually a little quite logical, that God himself is honored when you worship or give kavod to his, the people he put into charge. So let's take an example from government. So you're not going to call the president of the government, the president of the country, every time your electricity goes out. So, or every time there's a problem that the garbage collection hasn't come. So who do you call? You may not even call the senator of your state. If there's a problem on an interstate, if there's a problem on a highway, maybe you'll call your state senator. So let's say there's a problem in your municipality, so you'll call your mayor. You call the person in charge of your department. Now, will the president be insulted by that? No, the opposite. The president appreciates that you are respecting his system. So what happens is that the people decided that let's respect the system of God, and when we want something from the sun, let's just ask the sun directly. And the sun was placed by God to be in charge of these, this area. What happened was eventually that the mistake ended up being that although they knew God created the world, but the mistake was that he said God now gave over the powers to the sun, and now the sun is fully in charge of this area. And Avodah Zarah ended up morphing into the worship of the power itself, assuming that the power is the one that actually makes the decision and is in charge of that particular area. This was really the problem. Okay? And this is the source of Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Rambam says until Avram Avinu realized that it's baloney and it doesn't make any sense. And Avram Avinu, changed all that. Okay. The problem is, so what is the Prime Minister saying in this context? He's saying very simply, hey, you know what the problem was? By the way, in the names of Chazal, this issue is called Kotet Benetios. It's called someone that cuts off the tree. What is Kotet? That's what it is. Kotet Benetios. if you learn Sfarim, you'll see a lot of times someone that becomes an apikoros is kotzeitz benetios. He's cutting down the tree. What does that mean? It means that he separates the tree from the root. The tree is over the ground. Under the ground is really what gives the tree the nourishment. So when you cut off a tree, you think, oh, wow, I have the whole tree. You cut off the tree from the root, you're left with nothing. So in other words, it's like cutting the sun off of Hashem and saying the sun has the power independently of God. So you cut the tree off from its source. So what's the context we're talking here? So the Chaim Lozman says, amazing. He says, very simple. He says that Hashem did create this dichotomy. Hashem actually is correct because Hashem himself is not visible in this world. Hashem in this world actually took a step back and did place a boundary between him and the world. That boundary is necessary for all the reasons we've been mentioning, because we wouldn't be able to live in a world where there was no boundary. We wouldn't be able to live in a world where there was no evil. And for there to be evil, there must be a boundary where Hashem says, you can't, there needs to be a boundary, then there's in the boundary and out of the boundary. Right? So, the mistake was that they worship the world the way they see it from their perspective, and they never learned Nefesh HaChaim to know that that's just our perspective, that's not the true reality. The true reality is that the Baruch Hu is really everything. So therefore, this is why it's so significant. People that worship Ovdei Kochavim U'Mazalot, they worship the stars because they only have the Elohim. They only have that God was in charge of the other powers. So God is in charge of the other powers, but eventually you can start giving honor to the powers themselves. But you have to realize that even though there's Elohim, our powers, Hashem is the God, Elokei Elohim, Elokei Elohim, he is the power of all powers. That's only in the world of Elohim. But in the world of Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, in the world of Mahave, there is nothing else at all. So that's the grave error of Avodah Zarah, is associating the world with the Elohim aspect and not realizing that it's really the Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei aspect which we are supposed to realize. And he says, actually, that the interesting thing is, he says that that's why in the Gemara, that when in the Parsha of Karbonos, when the Torah describes the mitzvah of Karbonos, it's very careful. It never uses the word, the name of Hashem, of Elohim. It only uses the name of Hashem, of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Because when you're bringing the carbon, it's dangerous to bring the carbon to Elohim. You cannot bring the carbon to the God who is the power of all gods. You have to bring the carbon to the one who created the world, to the one and only Hashem who's in charge of the whole world, because eventually that can lead to a problem. But when Hashem created the world, Bereishis bara Elohim, right? When Hashem created the world, he created it with Elohim, because that was the way he created this mass between him and the world. Okay, so this is the split in the way the world's created and the way we perceive the world, and ultimately the way that the people, you know, when the Avodah Zarah, that's what we're saying, is the way the Avodah Zarah started was by making this mistake. Like we said yesterday, when do you have this in mind? During Shema. Because we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Hashem created the world, Hashem Elokeinu. You're also the power of everything. But even though you're the power of everything, Hashem, you're still Mahave. We still need to address Hashem as the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, that Hashem created the world. Okay? That's the idea. And he says, this is shot in the Pasuk. This is why, like we said before, this is why the Pasuk says, when in the context of getting the Torah, there's Ata HaReisa Ladas, we said it in Sofa Torah. Hashem says, now you've seen, Ata HaReisa Ladas, Hashem Hu HaElokim, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is really the power, Ein On Milvado. When did Hashem do that? Before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, Hashem said, I don't want you and me to make the same Avodah Zarah mistake. and thinks that I'm a power, but there are other powers. So what did Hashem do? Hashem, Chazal say, he opened up the seven skies and he showed us all the way up. What's Chazal saying with that? That when we received the Torah, what Hashem did is he opened up the seven skies, meaning to say all the other powers that exist in the world, all the mazalos and all the kochavim, guess what? Ain on novado, it's really all coming from me. So Hashem put in the four matan Torah in insurance that we won't make the same mistake, because he opened up the sky to show us that really he's the only one, and he's the only one that shows all those powers in all the heavens. So that's really his understanding of this parish. So I guess we'll hold here. Was there any questions or anything that we could try to explain a little better?
Thank you, Ravi.
Okay, very good. So I guess we will we'll leave it here and pick it up Mitzvah Sunday. We'll pick it up next week.
Okay. Shabbat shalom.
Again, Shabbos.
Okay. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, everyone. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.